Welcome to the Washington Defender Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And I am here with Rebecca Anderson. Rebecca, introduce yourself to our guest today.
Okay. Hi, I'm Rebecca Anderson. I live in Edmonds. I work for Catholic Radio. I'm a co-host of Life Talk Northwest. I'm a local volunteer leader for 40 Days for Life. I'm all in. I'm Catholic. I'm a parishioner at Holy Rosary Parish in Edmonds.
So here's the thing, guys. Protestant versus Catholic, right? Yay. Here. We're going to box it out.
No,
we're gonna
have a no, wrong focus.
That is the wrong focus. But yeah, here's the fun thing about it, Rebecca, is that there, we have the same scriptures. We have the Word of God. We love Jesus. And so, and we just in full disclosure, Rebecca and I are sometimes in a Bible study together.
Yes.
So that is a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. And I've interviewed you on Life Talk Northwest.
That's exactly right. So now that we've fully disclosed all of our relationships and as we go, so Rebecca, tell us, what are you passionate about?
I'm passionate about getting to heaven, actually. I mean, the big goal.
The big goal.
Yeah. But in the meantime, it really is following God's will for my life and where that leads me. And so for me, I'm just a locally engaged, passionate Catholic in my community. And what does that look like in my life might look different for other people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you have 40 days for life. So does that mean that there's 325 days you're not for life? Or what does that mean? How does that work out?
Well, first of all, I'll say 40 days for life because 40 days for death is such a downer.
Right.
And actually there are some, so 40 days for life in a nutshell is a local effort to end abortion where you live. And it started out biblically in the spring for, that's how the leadership team years ago decided, like 40 days, it's biblical.
Right.
And we're going to pray and fast for 40 days, public witness, community outreach in communities, which sometimes being local is a risk because then people know you.
Right.
There is actually a 365 vigils. I just right now in Linwood do not have enough people to be a 365. So there is a 40 Days for Life 365.
Okay.
But for us, it's in the fall. We do it in the fall for 40 days, and then we do it in the spring for 40 days as well.
And if you know Rebecca, she's 365. She's around the year about life. And it's a good thing because we need people standing up and saying, you know what, let's protect the most vulnerable among us, which is the children in the womb.
No, it's true. And I always say, too, that, or I've lately been saying, 50 years of on-demand abortion, we know women and men in our lives who have been impacted by it. Mm-hmm. So we know that's happening, and we are just being there as a witness to let people have that space to talk about even their past abortions and their struggles that they're having now, and then with the young people. So, I'm all in for life because, like I said, life is awesome.
Well, and this is where I had a gentleman come up to me the other day, and I was speaking at a place, and he asked about a vasectomy. He said, is that keeping life, you know? And I know we could get into disagreement, but I gave him this analogy. I said, here's one thing I want you to think about is when does the DNA code come to a new human being, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
And I know that Catholics and Protestants haven't always agreed. That's not my point.
No.
My point is when that egg is fertilized, we have unique DNA code instantaneously.
Oh, yeah.
It happens.
Yep.
And it's uniquely human.
Yep.
And so I am so honored that we work together on these topics. So what do you see happening around here? What's happening at Roanoke this weekend? And
So this is my third time coming to Roanoke in a row. First year I came, kind of checked out the scene. I actually came because 3 years ago, one of the panel discussions was, oh my gosh, abortion was a topic. We lost it because we're Republicans. What do we do? I was hoping they'd go further into helping women in that situation. They weren't. It was more like, what was the win? Last year I came back, did a little table grassrooting because you can put stuff out during the talks.
Right.
And then this year I came back with a lot of information and putting stuff out about life because I want to be a beacon of hope and letting people know, even though, unfortunately, abortion is not an issue that the Republicans and conservatives are fighting against or for right now, it's still happening in our communities. And I want to give the attendees here hope that there are beautiful pro-life efforts happening in our state, despite where we are in the state with our laws about abortion. So,
right.
Yeah.
And I know this Family Policy Institute of Washington, it is one of our four top priorities and policy that we work on. Now, we added some. We added stuff like property tax, and we added housing. And we need to get some wins in, right? We need to get some areas where we can work with people on topics so that there's a trust relationship, so we can do these more heart issues of things. And so I know that we're working on that together. What would you say to the person who's just simply discouraged by the number of abortions? I did some research the other day, and if we were to look at abortions from a national level since 1974-ish, 62 million have been killed, which is the population of California, Idaho, Oregon, Arizona, Nevada, and one other one. I can't remember, but I think it's North Dakota or something like that.
It's staggering.
In the state of Washington, we've wiped out Mill Creek. We've wiped out, you know, in the same kind of thing. We wiped out whole city populations through killing our young. But what would you, if people needed hope, because that's not hope what I just did.
Well, I mean, Family Policy Institute, I mean, you guys are founded on hope.
Right.
You're founded on something greater than you. It's Jesus, and it's our God, our Father. And so we have to be a people of hope. I always say, or I've lately been saying, you know, the dimmest bulb of faith in our state will shine bright.
Right.
So you just have to continue to bring that light of Christ to people by how you treat them. And, you know, if you have to preach the gospel, use words.
Right.
But there really is that hope. And I will say, too, there's opportunity because abortion is such a big issue in our state. What does that mean to you? I mean, ask questions about people. You know, and really share with them, you know, the truth of what. Is it okay that women don't need to have to see a doctor to procure a chemical abortion? Is that okay with you?
I got interviewed by the New York Times. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Tell me.
So I got interviewed, and that was the question, because I guess they did an experiment for 5 weeks in our state where a pharmacist without doctor's order could prescribe the abortion bills. And they did that for 5 weeks to test it so that they could roll it out across all the states.
I saw that.
Yeah. So I got interviewed on it, and I started with the New York Times lady. I said, well, let's start big picture. So what's the birth rate of America? What's the birth rate of Japan? What's the birth? Because what people do is they go to my body, my choice, and life starts at conception, and they argue at the micro level. And they stay there. And I say, let's back way up. So we're at 1.6 children in America. And Japan's at 1.2. And they know they have a problem because they go below the one. They're not reproducing themselves.
Right.
So they said, hey, take an extra day off, go have sex and have babies, right? That's what they're saying to people.
Right.
And so me, this New York Times reporter and I, we talked through it. And I said, so she goes, I never thought about that. the micro, going from macro to micro or vice versa. And I said, okay, so number two is, do you agree that abortion is terminating a pregnancy? And she said, yes, that's a medical term.
Yeah.
I said, I am 100% for women's choice, period. And she goes, really? And I said, yeah, that 32 million girls that got murdered, I'm for their rights as well. And so she's like, oh. And she goes, so does that mean that you're okay with them aborting the boys? I said, well, I'm actually for the rights as well.
Right.
But we don't think about that. There is a gender or sex that is applied when those aborted babies are either male or female.
Right.
So we talked through that. It was a good discussion. She wrote a beautiful article. And then I talked about how I believe that I am somewhat jealous of women having been entrusted with life in the body. I think it's a beautiful thing. Now, I don't know that I want to give birth because
God didn't make you that way.
Right, exactly. The body parts are just different. But that is a cool thing that women have been entrusted with life. So we talked about that for a while. And anyway,
So how did the article turn out? Pretty balanced?
She was very balanced.
Really?
I mean, she didn't give me a lot of sentences.
Sure.
But
you made that impact with that one.
With the one.
And I think that's the other thing we really have to remember because in this culture now, it's how many likes, how many friends, how many people are following you. You know what? God brought you into the world maybe to save the one.
Right.
Maybe to share Christ with the one. And we just have to remember that when we're talking in the public square.
And she said, well, are you for pharmacists prescribing? And I was like, how do I do this? I said, I am for, yes. I said, pharmacists, I think, are less indoctrinated than our doctors. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll take the gamble that pharmacists would be less apt to prescribe the drug and push towards life. But I said, if the pharmacist is against pushing towards life, then I'm not for the pharmacist.
Oh, okay. So if I could interject in that, I don't think a pharmacist truly understands a woman's body better than her doctor and better than the woman. So I don't think that that's good medical care for a woman.
And that may be true. I don't know.
Right. I mean, no, that's the way to look. You know, like, can we find common ground? Right. And today we were talking about if you can get 60% of the people to agree on an issue, my thing right now is, Do you believe that women need good medical care?
Right.
Is a woman's...
But why are so many doctors like... You know, obviously this is a doctor issue because they're not pushing towards life. That's not good medical care.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But again, do we want better medical care for women? Yes. Yeah. Would you do your own appendectomy at home? Because now, unfortunately, you are self-administering your abortion at home.
Right. Right.
Do you pull your own tooth at home?
Yeah.
Don't you go to a dentist for something like that? Yeah. But yet, for some That's reason, this issue is so polarizing. People are willing to overwrite the common sense.
Right. Well, and this is where I was like, so what I told her is, says, really, if you look at it, I'm for whoever's going to push towards life. I don't care who it is. And I'm looking at who's mostly indoctrinated. I think our doctors have been indoctrinated and overtaken by money. And I think that they look at the vaccines. They're getting kickbacks on the vaccines. They're getting kickbacks on a lot of these things. And
well,
so,
medical insurance is a big push on that.
Yeah, and I think medical insurance is primarily the doctor now.
Right.
So anyways, I don't know. I always pray and say, Lord, I hope I answer these this well.
Oh,
and
definitely, know. Holy Spirit, I hope you said what I need you to say.
Yeah,
if not,
exactly.
God will clean it up. Yeah. I will say real quick, though, you were talking about taxes and things like that that FPIW is getting involved in. Realistically, that does help children. That does help families, and that, you know, gives people opportunity to have larger families.
Right. Exactly right.
So you are
affordable housing.
So you really, in the back way, all of those issues impact family and children. So
Absolutely.
Keep going.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
Great to have you on. So this is real. Oh, how do people get in touch with you or follow you on your radio and that kind of thing?
Well, it's sacredheartradio.org and Life Talk Northwest. Look for the podcast, or you can email me at rebecca@sacredheartradio.org. Or you know what? Also, I'm going to plug 40daysforlife.com. Just go to 40daysforlife.com because it will change you.
And just so you know, Rebecca is in our app. So her podcasts are hosted there.
Yes,
and you can hear those and check it out there. And that will kind of give you the quick links. If you haven't downloaded that Washington Defender app, do that at the Google Play or Apple App Store. We would love to have you be a part of that and move this conservative movement forward. Like we like to say around here, go out there and defend in advance biblical values and the public square. God bless.
God bless.